Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Hey. Good. Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Now,
I'm glad to be here.
Yes. Give me one second here.
Okay.
Our guest.
We're excited about
our
guest today.
Yeah. Give me one second here. Give me one second.
Okay.
Here.
Johnny's going to retrieve our guest, and we will learn about her life. And she's really a great fitness coach, I hear. You can find her on TikTok. And her name is Kelly Smith, fitness coach.
She
has a very good following. So we're going to find out what it is like to be on these platforms as a fitness coach these days.
Okay,
all kinds
see
of things
here.
You can do now. And hopefully
yep.
It's going really well. If so, I'd like to
give
try
me
it. We are giving you as many seconds as you need. So
okay.
I don't know why there's a little difficulty getting her connected now, but I'm sure
okay,
Kelly
let me
will
try
be
this. Yeah, let me,
here
me.
Soon. I'm letting you take your time. And right now.
Hello, this is Kelly. Kelly, you there?
Oh.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. This is my co-host, Barbara. Barbara, this is Kelly Smith.
Hey, Barbara.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today
thank
on
you.
This Manic Monday?
I'm doing great, thank you.
It's actually kind of
good.
Funny that you mentioned a name for Monday because, you know, I met Kelly on TikTok, and one of the things that you do, because I wanted to give you a chance to tell your story, but, you know, she was doing something called Motivation Monday is what she does
do every
Monday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
one of the things that attracted me to you, Kelly, was the fact that you overcame adversity by starting to take control of your life, so to speak. I sort of get that impression from you every time you talk about, you know, you do a video. I mean, it was you said that you've been through a lot, right? I mean, that you've sort of been down and out before. Am I right?
Yeah, more than once. Yep.
Oh,
you talk
yeah.
about that?
Successful people normally do go through that because they take chances. And, yeah, maybe you had some rough patches too, but sometimes you just take chances and then you sometimes lose money. Most millionaires have gone bankrupt 3 times in their careers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all about getting back up when you get knocked down, right?
Yes, and that way you can even understand others and help others when they go through it. So you wouldn't even be a very colorful or interesting person if nothing ever really happened in your life that you had to get over those hurdles and keep going. So, yes, we would love to hear your story.
Okay. Where do you want me to start?
Well,
let's start.
Well,
go ahead,
start from the rough stuff. Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, I was a mom, 3 little boys, and my husband did some things that were not acceptable in a marriage, and so I had a choice to make, and it was I could stay and be miserable and be disrespected, or I could choose option B, which was the unknown of filing for divorce and had no idea where my life was going to go. So obviously I chose option B. My husband at the time didn't want to go through divorce, but he also didn't take any accountability for what he did. So he made my life a living hell. Our house went into bankruptcy. We faced a foreclosure. The kids and I had nowhere to live. So we went from a big single-family home to a 2-bedroom apartment for a year. All our stuff was in storage, And, you know, we were on top of each other for a year. And I had three little boys. It was over the summer, so we didn't have anywhere to play. They didn't have a bike. They didn't have a scooter. It was challenging.
It is hard when you lose just everything. And I went through that, too, with a husband. It really can chip away at that relationship because it's not just, okay, they went broke. It's about much more than that. It's how they act and how they get through. And if you find that they're not trying or they're not working on it and they just sit in a ball or they turn into an alcoholic or something, they've got to go. I mean, you got to move on. That is bad baggage right there.
But I was, you know, I was a stay-at-home mom at the time. So now all of a sudden overnight, I had, you know, bills for kids. I had to figure out how to work, how to, you know, he moved an hour away. So I stayed where the kids, you know, were in school because I didn't want to disrupt that because everything else was already going on. So all of a sudden now I had to try to figure out how to find a job, how to work, to make it work that I was there in the morning, there when I got off the bus. Like it was pure chaos, basically.
Oh, it's half your day right there. So did you know that you wanted to go into the fitness business? Were you already in it, or how did that happen?
I absolutely was already in it, and that's something I always wanted to do. And as soon as I filed for divorce, the second thing I did was I went and signed up for a fitness certification class and then got my certification and had my first fitness job, like, you know, within a month or two of, you know, everything else going on. And, you know, I just started going down the path. And since then, I mean, I started out teaching a class here or there. I've been a general manager of several gyms. I've been personal training director of several gyms. I've coached.
Wow.
That's
not easy.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not easy.
How many gyms I've worked at and how many people I've come across and, you know, so many.
Oh, because I know somebody who went through that whole thing and the testing, that is really tough for one thing. So you know your stuff, that's for sure. And then to get the job afterwards, it's not that easy. Oh, people think, oh, I'll just go get a job now at a gym. They only are hiring the top of the top. So that's amazing that you got a job already after that, like in a month, and then you've been a manager.
Yeah.
I mean, they only take the best of the best. I'm telling you, Johnny, I know all of this. I've been through it with a very close friend.
Right.
So that's awesome. And that's not easy, too, when you're all so stressed out with the stress of a divorce and young kids. Plus, there's three. You have three boys. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. And then the father moves an hour away, so that's far.
Yeah, it was hard. Everything was on me. I just built my experience in the fitness industry. You know, one role at a time. You know, I started out as an instructor, then I became a personal trainer, and then I became a general manager. I worked in corporate fitness for a while, then I became general manager. I did that for different gyms. Then I became personal training director, where I had a team of about 20 trainers under me. And in the meantime, while I was doing all of that and raising the kids and doing all those things, I also started down my own personal development journey. So I started taking courses in personal development. I did Weekends Away in personal development. I went and got a life coaching certificate because at the end of the day, divorce, fitness, whatever you're dealing with, it all comes down to your mindset. And so now I've turned my whole life around, and now I'm a mindset coach, and I want to help others through whether it's their struggle with fitness, with their weight, with their marriage, with their relationships, with their job, just, you know, if they're just stuck in the past thinking that they can't get to where they want to get. I'm now a mindset coach to help others.
Oh, I love the idea of life coaches. And we've had a couple on, haven't we, Johnny? And they do wonders for people.
We have, yes. That's why I kind of felt she jived good with the show. I mean, it was like one of the things is that, you know, I honestly don't know. I think most people that have ran through your situation would have collapsed. And you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, would have, I mean, been one unhappy person, you know, I mean.
Well, it helps when you're also working out.
Yeah.
Because working out is so good for depression.
Absolutely. And listen, it wasn't easy. Like, I had some moments where, you know, I was stuck in the victim of the situation and circumstances, but I was able to see that I was playing the role of the victim and using the circumstances. You know, I did the work. I did the internal work to realize everything and anything is a choice.
Yes. And that's great for your boys to have seen you get through such a hard time and do so, come out on top like that. That's was great for them
Thank
to see that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
well, how many years ago was
years...
this?
Yeah. I got divorced about 9 years ago, I think, now.
And are they grown up now, adult children?
Yeah. Yeah. Teenagers.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they
that's
got to
wonderful.
See me stressed out working. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to ask you if we can find you to work out with you, or are you doing this on the internet, or do you still go to a gym to train people?
No, I do online coaching. Yeah. But
oh,
I was gonna say,
great. I'm going to get hooked up.
Like working multiple mm-hmm. jobs, running from this gym to that gym, from this gym to that gym, to being stressed out and not happy, to now working for myself, and I've never been happier in my life. Like, I
oh,
love
that's
I
wonderful.
I love helping others, and I love having my own schedule, and I've never been so happy. And my boys got this stat that I worked for all these other people and did all these other things, and then I got to create my own business.
Wow. And I always wanted to ask what it was like to be a personal trainer now, since they have so many different platforms for you guys to take advantage of. Like, even OnlyFans has trainers on there. What platforms do you use so we can find you there?
I basically just use Instagram and Facebook, and I have a website, really. But I don't post a lot of fitness stuff. And let me tell you why. There are so many people that post fitness stuff. The market is saturated with fitness people. And when I scroll through some of the things, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, I see some people that have no idea what they're doing. And, hey, I'm not knocking them. Good for them. They're still out there making a difference for others, and they're doing what they want to do. But I don't know. This is not the way I want to go. I really want to focus. I really want to be known as, like, the motivator and the mindset person.
Wow. Okay, Johnny just sent me your YouTube link. You are incredible. Wow, what a fitness great look you have. She's strong. Wow, everybody. So follow Kelly Smith with a Y. Kelly Smith with a Y on YouTube. I just followed you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Because I love YouTube.
So I focus
I watch YouTube
more, on
more than TV.
Like what's that?
I watch YouTube more than just like the regular TV.
I
just go all over YouTube, and now I will have you. If you don't post there a lot of workout, that's okay. Because people, they want to know your personality. That matters so much, you know, and they can click with you.
I focus more on motivation and mindset. So I do a motivation video every Monday. I talk more about motivation and mindset than I do fitness, but anyone who knows me knows that I'm like a fitness guru. I just don't promote myself that way, if that makes sense. I kind of want to stand out. I've always been the person to stand out. I don't like being in a crowd. I like to stand out. And so the one way I can distinguish myself is to be known more as the motivator and mindset mentor versus a fitness person.
Well, you know,
sense.
That's interesting to say that because actually without the fitness, without the mindset motivating, you can't really do the fitness. I mean, you can go into the same gym that you go to every day, but it doesn't mean anything if you're not motivated. I mean, you know, just because, like, you join the gym, you have access to the weights, you have access to the aerobics classes, you have access to the jump rope, and et cetera, et cetera. But if you're not motivated to use it, then it's kind of meaningless, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, it's...
Well, okay.
Is that why you go that route of the motivation a little more?
Yeah, because I learned over the years, coaching as many people as I have, like, as a general manager of a gym, your role is to play all kinds of hats, right? So you're coaching your employees, you're coaching the trainers. And I was always I've always been trained as a trainer, so I've always been personal training all the time. So it really comes down to your mindset. It's not just about, you know, the physical fitness. It's about your mindset. Like, it's going to be hard. You took how long to get you out of shape? It's going to take just as long to get you back in shape. And that's where you really, your mindset really comes in, because you've got to get control of that. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not an instant gratification. It takes time.
No. And so you need the mindset, not just for workout.
Through that.
You need a good mindset. You have to be strong when you're trying to eat right, too, not just getting yourself up and working out, but eating is so important, too. What is the earliest age that a person should start actually doing the weight training? Because I remember they started it in high school, and I thought, oh, I could have been doing this a lot earlier.
No, high school, we don't want to go too young. So, like, high school is really good. You don't want to go any younger than that.
Really? Because I've seen those little kids that are ripped, and I thought, I'm wondering if that is healthy, actually, to just be one of those real ripped, muscular children, very young children. I've seen a couple that have done that.
No, I mean, some of them, it's just their genetics. They're just the way they're built. You know what I mean? But, like, kids as old as 7 or 8 can do some, you know, can do some stuff, plyometrics and things, some cardio. But really lifting weights, it should be, you know, more so teenage years.
Okay. So I did that right. I mean, I enjoy it.
Little kids can do sports and running and things, so.
They probably get enough in with all that, just with running around doing their sports and bicycle riding and all of that. Oh, that's so great. Did coronavirus hurt your business very much as a trainer?
Well, that's kind of where, so here's the thing. I was working last year as a personal training director for a very large gym. I had a very big department, actually, and I lost my job with COVID. And so it actually was perfect, because it allowed me to pivot and start my own business. And had that not happened, I might still be working for somebody else. So actually, it was like the biggest blessing.
Now, I have a question.
Awesome.
I have a question about your one guy's question, because this is interesting, because I've seen, you know, I saw another lady on TikTok. She's not a motivation speaker, but she's a fitness model, and she runs around in a bikini and tells jokes, but when she's in shape, she's a fitness model, and she's really adamant against the vaccine. I have a question. What's your belief on the vaccine?
I believe people should do what they believe. I'm not one to say what they should or shouldn't do. It's literally up to each individual what they feel is best for them.
Well, I understand, but I mean, like, would it be okay if I asked, like, what your stance is? Have you had the vaccine?
I have not had it, and I mean, I don't know if I'm going to get it. I don't know, but I really, it doesn't matter. It's really what you believe. If you believe that you want to get it and it's important to you, then go get it. And if you don't, it doesn't matter to me. I really don't have an opinion on it at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the demand is low. That's all I know. Like, people are kind of waiting, and, you know, the answer will just come to them. I do that sometimes. If I don't really know, you know, it's just going to fall into place. Everything usually does. If you lead a really good life, positive, on the right path, everything just falls into place, especially when you work out, I've noticed. That has a big deal in life.
Right.
Yes.
Tony. But I was going to say something else about the vaccine, because the thing that's interesting about it is the reason I don't like the idea of forcing it on people is, okay, obviously, I know you're a motivational person, but when you've done the things that you've done, you did it through, you became who you are partly through fitness, which means that, but you see, the thing is, you did things without being forced. You did things because you saw logic in them. And there's a lot of people that would see the things you've done to be fit, and then they would back it up with logic. So I think that, you know, everybody for some reason thinks, why does the government have to force you to get a vaccine when, you know, you don't have to, I mean, it seems like you could logically make the decision yourself. You seem smart enough to make the decision yourself. Am I right?
Yeah, but here's the thing. You got to get, there's no such thing as right or wrong. There's nothing right and there's nothing wrong. Somebody somewhere made it up. My version of what's right, you know, let's just take peanut butter and jelly. My way of putting peanut butter and jelly on a sandwich is my right way. the way you grew up, you might do it differently. That doesn't mean it's wrong. So there is no right and there is no wrong. It's all made up. There's no such thing. So when it comes to the vaccine, what you believe is right, what you believe is wrong, it doesn't matter because it's all made up. It all comes from somewhere else. Somebody made it up.
I understand. Now I'm following you on Twitter. Kelly Smith, live,
no,
live,
right,
life unstoppable.
Like,
yes,
together,
I understand that way.
Sandwiches.
I understand that because it puts things into perspective. You know, it just,
yeah,
it takes off pressure. Yeah. I understand that way of thinking, and I agree. But I have a question about you and your life.
Yeah.
You look like a fitness model. Did you ever do competitions?
I have. I've done two.
Awesome. I bet
and
you did really well in that.
Summer, actually. I did good.
Oh, that's
I did
wonderful.
I did another one this summer. Yeah.
You know what I was talking to? A very old friend I was talking to, I hadn't seen for 30 years, and they said, you know what? I never stopped working out. I still work out a few days a week and walk. If I don't work out, I'll walk 5 miles. I'll do a hike. So they said, my body looks awesome, but my face doesn't. Is that crazy? But you can keep your body really great for a long time, don't you think? But the face, I mean, it ages, but the body, it's really amazing how well
you
can keep a body up for a long time.
Your skin, your face isn't going to age either, and it's all in your mindset. But that person to say that's like a negative test. You should just love yourself the way you are.
Yeah, I know.
But you should still love yourself and not talk about yourself in a negative way.
Because it kind of made me feel like uncomfortable, like awkward, like, then you feel like, oh, you have to then go and tell them, no, you don't. No, you don't. You look great. You know, it just don't go there. Just don't even go there, people. Be positive. But
you have to love your body and you have to love your face in every age that you are. You're not going to look like what you did if you're 40. You're not going to look like what you did at 20. And you got to love yourself at every stage of the game. And now you're 40 years old. You might look a little different, but you should love yourself and love yourself for all the experiences that you've been through that which brought you to today.
Yes, and
it's all about having
you,
a positive mindset.
Yes, if you love yourself like that and accept yourself and love yourself, it takes off another whole layer of pressure because you're putting so much pressure
absolutely
on your own self with just saying that. Yes, I'm glad I remembered to bring that up because that is very, very, very important. People do that themselves multiple times a day. They put themselves down. And any person who is a positive person will say that is very wrong to do. I mean, you wouldn't want anybody to say that about you. Why are you saying it about yourself, right?
Right. I try to encourage people to go to the gym because you love your body, not because you hate it. You go to the gym because you love your body and you want to take care of it, not because you hate it. If you go to the gym and you're hating your body, and then you're going to wonder why you're not getting results because you're miserable. If you go to the gym and you love your body, you're going to see results because your mindset's completely different.
And you can even do it at home. One time I did a 21-day challenge.
Absolutely.
And I followed the food and I did the home exercising and followed it to a T. And I had the best body for my Halloween costume that was skimpy, you know, and it goes to show you, look, I followed it, did what they said, the professionals, and I now feel so great with the way I look. So it works. It works for everybody. So what do you say to people who they've been sitting around for a year because of COVID, and it's really hard to get back, put that first step into the gym or lift some weights, just take that first step, and they just don't. And every day they put it off. What if they came to you? What would you say to them to get them motivated?
I would probably start to ask them if they're ready to change. Because if they're not, they're going to have every excuse not to do it. You know, honestly, I'll give you an example. I had a coaching call, a discovery call with somebody last week. And she was ready to hire me, and then she came back, like, the next day, and she's like, oh, I don't think I can. And It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with her spouse. It has nothing to do with anything other than she's not ready to change. And so when you're not ready for the change and you're not ready to take on the hard work, then you're going to find anything and everything to get out of it. So you got to be willing
to
make the change. And then you just got to take action. It could be go for a walk around the neighborhood. It could be sign up at a gym. It could be, you know, ditch the, I don't know, whatever, their Oreos. It could be, it only has to be one action. One action will lead to another action, which will lead to positive results. Small little bit along the way.
Action. Even just stand up and move to the other side of the room, because nothing, I'll guarantee, is going to change. Just stay seated where you are.
No.
So, yeah.
Have you given any thought to writing a book?
Yes, I have, actually, very much so.
Because there's a lot of, like, the story. I mean, you know, usually when you hear a story, you want to know more details, but you don't want to get personal. I mean, like, that's the thing. I mean, like, for example, you say, oh, well, I was in a marriage and then I left. You know, most people, it doesn't seem proper to just go ahead and ask 20 or 30 questions about that, but they may want to hear that. Does that make sense?
Wait, no, I didn't understand what you said. What did you say?
People may want to ask like 20 or 30 questions about like what happened to your marriage and why did it end, et cetera, and what led after that. But they don't want to get too personal. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like that doesn't define me. All the stuff I went through, that doesn't define me. The things I went through, but that doesn't define me as who I am, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm so excited that you might be competing again.
I might.
I love watching
that. Yep, I might start.
Yeah. And where is this competition?
If I do, it'll be in Pennsylvania.
Cool. Where are you residing now?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Oh, you're far away from me. I'm in California.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on the other side, yeah.
And what part, though, of Pennsylvania?
I'm about an hour from Philadelphia.
Do you ever watch that show, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I've watched it.
I think it's funny. My ex-husband was
there. Yeah, it's a good show.
There. Yeah, and I'm like, hey, you are so much like these people. He's so into his Eagles. You know, the football team. And just like they were on the show. And it would crack me up. But they're funny. So that's cool. It's there in the East Coast woman. I love success stories like this. So when it was falling apart, okay, not falling apart, but you decided, I'm out of here. I'm getting a divorce. Starting a new career. Didn't have a lot of money. Did you ever think, oh, my gosh, how am I going to do it? Or did you always have this in you where you would know, I'm doing it. I can do it. I can do it.
Honestly, if I had to answer honestly, I would say that I've always had that in me. If you ask my parents, they'll tell you I was independent from, like, age 4. If I wanted it, I found a way for it. Like, I put myself through college. If I wanted to get in the car, I worked until I saved enough money to get the car. If I wanted to... You know, whatever it is that I've wanted, I've always gone out to get it. Like, I've always just naturally have done that. Even when I first separated on a Wednesday, shit hit the fan on a Wednesday, and I had been training to do a half marathon, my first half marathon. I'd never done one before, which was on Sunday. Now, you can imagine when your whole life is upside down, you know, you're not eating, you're not sleeping, and you're just in complete turmoil. I ran that race, and I had a lot of people in my life say, don't run that race. You can't handle it. Your body needs to rest. You need to eat. You need to sleep, blah, blah, blah. And I did that race, and I'll tell you what, I never felt so empowered in my life because there wasn't anything that could get in my way. And so that's kind of how I just lived my whole life.
Yeah. I love the last quote that you put up, too, on your social media. Stop being afraid of what could go wrong and start being excited about what could go right. Love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't mind tuning in to you for Monday motivation.
Thank you. Yeah, I posted a video tonight about a fitness mindset, you know, like some things you can do to develop a fitness mindset. You got to be consistent. You got to make small goals. You got to be realistic, you know.
Yes. Yeah, because I let it go for a while, and I feel stiff, you know, just from COVID and not having the normal gym to go to. But now they just opened our apartment one. It's brand new. It's so nice. I'm so excited, actually, to go there.
Oh,
now,
that's awesome.
Once it was taken away.
Awesome.
Yeah. When things are taken away, and then you're like, darn, I should have used that more when it was open. Now it's back. And then you realize, hey, look. I was really sad when that closed, and now it's open. Get in there. Go for it. And if you don't feel so confident to go to the gym and be seen, call you up, and you'll tell them. You'll give them ideas.
Yeah, you should be confident enough to go to the gym because everybody starts somewhere. So if you're not confident, that has nothing to do with the gym. That has something to do with you. You know, like you can't worry about what other people think. Everybody was a beginner at one point. Everybody. There's no one at the gym who is a complete, like, knew what they were doing. That's not how it works. Everybody is a beginner at some point. You can't compare someone else's 10 years of training to someone else's 1 month. You just can't.
No, and those people are nice people in the fitness business and fitness-oriented people. They're not there looking at everybody else, like, you know, judging them. And they're paying attention to their thing. So I think that people make it so much more than it really is. And I love it when I see all types of people there. It's a great energy because everybody at a gym
Absolutely.
Is there to do something positive. Yes. Great energy.
For themselves,
all
for their bodies, for their
great.
Mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes
well,
it's just about therapy. It's not about the workout. Sometimes it's literally just therapy. You just have to go and get it out of your system. Sometimes it's literally just therapy. It's not about what you look like. It's not about how much you weigh or how much you can bench press. Sometimes it's literally just therapy for your mind.
How does it feel when you take on a client and you, in 3 weeks, you can really see it change and you were basically the one that did it? Do you love that when you take a client and then you like shape their body? And how does that feel to you?
I mean, I do love that. I've changed a lot of lives, you know, and it's fulfilling. I will say some of my mindset coaching clients, like the way they have changed and the strides that they have made, it's literally, they're completely different people. It's amazing. It's so amazing to be part of someone's transformation from the inside out.
Yeah, the whole transformation.
Yeah,
are
like,
you
I don't
working?
To talk to tonight.
Oh, how wonderful. Are you working for anybody
and
else
I was gonna
now?
Say,
or just
and she's,
your own. Go ahead.
Myself. With myself. I was going to say, I have a woman I've been working with about 2.5 months with mindset coaching, and she is a completely different person. Completely different. We were able to do so much with her. She's totally a completely different person. It's amazing.
Do you notice this, or is it between, like, her telling you this, or can you just notice
I can hear, like, the first phone call we just had tonight, like, it's a completely different person on the phone. And, yes, other people in her life have noticed.
Oh, wow.
Things that we used to set off and the anger that she used to carry around. She used to carry around the anger, and she used to carry around that she was a victim, and she used to carry around that she was a failure. You know, and we were able to work through all those wounds, and she doesn't carry them around anymore. They're packed away. It doesn't define her anymore.
Oh, you could
so
feel that energy
light
when people carry that.
She's playful and fun. Like, she's back to having fun in life because she's no longer bogged down by things that didn't work out or, you know, that she was a failure or she wasn't good enough. Like, all those things that she used to tell herself, we learned how to, I taught her how to let go of all those things. We did some work. She was able to let go.
Oh, yeah. So you have a lot of tools to hand over to people.
What's that?
I really love that because you can feel that. You're doing that to a lot of people. You're affecting people with your bad energy if you walk around like that because you could feel it. You can really feel that energy. So I can understand why her life has changed.
People don't even know that they have it. It's just been their way of life for 40 years, 30 years, 27 years. They don't even know that they're doing it. It's because it's just the way they live their life. So when someone comes along
Oh, yeah.
I can say, hey, let's take a look at this for a minute. Is it serving you well to be angry all the time? No. Okay, where, look at where the anger comes from, you know? What are you making mean about yourself?
You got to because they the can. They can actually.
So I've had a client say, like, I'm a failure because my marriage didn't work. I said, well, my marriage didn't work. My failure? They're like, no, you're not a failure. I'm like, well, then if I'm not, where are you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You yourself. I'm not a failure. Work.
No, that people are their worst enemies. They don't even need enemies. They're already
right.
doing it to their own selves. But do you find that they sometimes,
exactly.
it's a learned habit. It's a bad habit with that mindset is a habit that they need to break, but sometimes
yeah.
they can fall back into it. So they need to stick around to get brushed up, you know. So I think life coaches, they don't just go away. You know, they're there for all the time, whenever you may need
yeah.
a life coach.
Yeah.
Wow, I love it.
Just learning
mm-hmm.
how to channel those negative thoughts are going to come up, you know.
And you never get burned out like pumping iron. You just love it. One time I got burned out from one thing, and that was spinning. I did, when I was competing in ballroom dance, I did spinning just for the extra cardio to get my heart so strong. But I did it so much and so hard for so long, I feel like I'll never do it again. I do other hard things, but that one, I'm done. I'm done. I don't want to get on another spinning bike. What do you think happened?
I teach spin class, actually. I've taught spin class for 10 years. I love it.
Yeah, I don't know why. You guys can twirl around your feet so fast. I never got to the point where it was that fast. It's like, it's crazy. Johnny, have you seen this, how fast they spin?
No, but I imagine they do it quite fast if they're in good shape.
Oh, it's amazing. It is amazing. It was a good workout, though. And what other things do you teach? Because you can train in a lot of different areas. Like you could even work on old people, you know, elderly people.
I have trained everybody from 16 to 85. Everybody in between.
Cool.
Anybody with any injury, anything in between. I've trained. I've done it all. I also have coached CrossFit. I've done yoga. I've done boot camps. I've done, you name it, I've taught it.
Boot camp. That's fun. I like the variety. The variety
fun.
Of things.
Mm-hmm.
And have you done print work for your amazing physique?
Have I done what?
Like advertisements, fitness, editorials.
I was featured in Philadelphia. I was in Philly Fit Magazine in January. I had two articles.
Oh, cool. So we'll see that on the social media.
Yeah.
And to find you, I want to do a shout out to everybody, Kelly Smith, fitness coach and life coach.
Thank you.
Where you can be found on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Should they just look for your name, Kelly Smith, or do you have any other usernames that we need to look out for?
My website is called livelifeunstoppable.com, all in words. And then Instagram and TikTok, I'm the @symbol, just J-U-S-T, being, B-I-N-G, Kelly, 23.
Johnny, did you get that? I was still writing down the other one. Live Life Unstoppable.
It's unrecorded. I think I've seen the. She was giving out the. Is this the YouTube or the Instagram?
Instagram. If you go to Instagram, you'll find everything on there. I have everything linked to Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you can find everything from there.
So that's Instagram awesome. Is. At JustBeingKelly23. And if you go to Instagram, I have a link tree in there with all the things. So
that's
you just
great.
Need to go to Instagram.
That makes it so easy. Okay, I want everybody
mm-hmm.
to do that. Everybody who's listening, that's wonderful. Wow, what could Johnny do? Johnny says that he doesn't even go on walks. Are you going on your walks again, Johnny?
Yes, I am. I'm going on my walk.
Okay. Well, that's his exercise.
Yeah,
and, you know, I should,
see,
I
what happened
was
I used to walk
depressed.
To the gas station, but... The gas station got closed due to COVID, but they reopened it. So I walked to the gas station.
Hey, how does it keep up with your fitness?
Hmm?
You got to keep up with your fitness.
Yeah.
You know what's so fun is to work out with a trainer on the beach. Well, not so fun when they make you hop on the beach. Oh, whoa. You know it. Oh, my gosh. The abs were just screaming, especially the afterwards, the next day. And the next day, oh, my gosh, that rips you up. But also just being out there on the beach and even barefoot, so good for you. That
yes,
sand. And he has his backyard is the beach. Kelly. And
yeah.
He doesn't even go.
That's amazing. Why not?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I don't like the beach. It's always hated it. It's kind of a long story. I've never liked it. Me and the beach haven't had a good... I know it's weird me living in a beach house, but I've never liked it. It gives me bad feelings, if that
makes
sense.
Well, tell her about it, because she's a life coach. Maybe she could give you a quick pointer. Tell her what your...
That's the mindset thing.
No.
Just like a grown adult that says, I hate broccoli. Well, have you tried broccoli lately? Oh, you know, broccoli's not that bad. It's your mindset.
Yeah, it's just that, okay, I was born with I have cerebral palsy, and I'm also on the autism. So it's like you go out on the beach, and then I think, well, you know, the beach is more for people like you and Barbara, who look great and everything, and are incredible physical shape. I'm not, and you know, I kind of fall over myself when I walk. So, you know.
No, it's hard to walk in the sand.
There's got
to
be another
personally.
Way. Like you're only thinking in one way. There's wheelchairs that have huge wheels for the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could.
There's wheelchairs for the beach that have giant wheels. You could still go to the beach and not have to.
Oh, I can walk. I can walk. I'm not in a wheelchair. It's just that it's just that you tend to, you know, I don't know, it sort of insinuates being clumsy when I'm there. So, you know, it's been a lifelong battle. Yeah.
I know, but what if you conquered that battle? What if you went to the beach confidently, and even if you stumbled and you fell, you got right back up, and you didn't feel bad about it? What if you conquered that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be empowering?
Yeah, it would be. I don't understand, like, what everybody else sees in it. That's what I don't understand, you know, in the beach.
It's amazing to have that body of water with the waves crashing. Like, it's like a wonder of the world that is created, and it's, like, just beautiful.
Good answer.
It's beautiful.
On that one. Yeah.
Yes,
that's what the big deal is, Johnny. I mean, come on. It's a very big deal. And you are lucky enough to have it in your backyard. And people dream of that. And they never have it their whole lives sometimes. And you have it. Do not
people live in the Midwest
have
never even
granted.
Been to the beach. They've never seen the ocean.
Yeah.
They would die to
come
be
on now, Johnny.
They would die to be able to go to the beach, whether they had a disability or not. Some people have never been to the beach in their whole lives. They live in the middle of the country. And they have no beach access at all.
Yeah, I mean, I know, and I was talking to Elkie about this, and, you know, Elkie's our mutual friend, she's a fitness instructor and everything, and I said, so I live on the beach, and who she found out, she's German, so she has an accent, and she goes, you live on the beach?
Yeah, she probably thinks you're really crazy now that you don't even go. Well, I wouldn't even tell her. So, and plus, the wheelchair thing, yes, you can walk, but I think it's great just to use the wheelchair, the big wheeled wheelchair for the beach and just get that vitamin D on your skin. So good for you.
Yeah, like, I mean, I get it. It's, you know, challenging to walk, but I'm saying, like, you could take another option. You're only thinking of the way that it's been. So what if you have a wheelchair and, like, you have somebody wheel you down just so you can enjoy it? You don't have to worry about walking and tripping over your feet. There would be a way that you can enjoy the beach.
Yeah.
Yes.
All
also, you could schedule once a week. You could, I think, either your sisters or in-laws one person per week can just come over and walk along with you, walk with you, and hold,
absolutely,
you know, hold you a little,
yes,
bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they only did do it once a week or they rotated family members, at least they got their beloved Johnny outside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we
exactly
did help you just now. I know we did because, you know, we just did. That's great advice. And there's always going to be an excuse, but there's always going to be an answer, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be good for you. Yeah, even just to get the blood flowing, and it's not a very hard workout, but just to get the blood flowing, that's going to lengthen your life.
I know.
Yeah. Listen, you can accomplish, be, or have anything you want in your life. It's all about your mindset. Literally, it's all it is. There's people at the gym in wheelchairs. Do you think it's easy for them to get there? No. They got to get in and out of their office. They got to get in and out of their chairs. But it's their mindset. They're not going to be defeated or defined by whatever their injuries are. So you can beat your cerebral palsy. You can beat it. Like, in your mindset, I'm talking. There's a guy I know that goes to the gym. He has cerebral palsy. He has a very hard time working. He still goes to the gym. He recently got married, which was amazing because he never thought he'd find anybody that would accept him for all his cerebral palsiness, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing to see him there and to see that he found love. And she
who is this you're talking about?
It's amazing.
Ooh.
She's a friend I know.
Oh.
But he didn't let his life be defined by his condition. And in the years that I've known him, he's definitely gotten worse. He definitely doesn't walk as well as he used to. You know? But he not only does he keep going to the gym, but he also found somebody who loves him and takes care of him. It's amazing.
That's great.
My whole point is, wasn't defined by cerebral palsy. He didn't let it stop him. I remember talking to him when he thought he would never find anybody. He said, "Who's ever going to want me? I'm only going to die from my cerebral palsy. Like, I'm only going to get worse as I get older." And he found somebody, and like, they're married now. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
That's great, right, Johnny?
He kept going, despite that he had that. That's all I'm saying. I don't mean to be giving you a hard time. But
it's okay.
Johnny,
you're on your mindset. Somebody
too. Mm-hmm. He'll find somebody too. But he has found a few people, and he will. He's looking around right now. But you know what? It is
right.
More of a turn on for women if you do take care of yourself and you're healthy and you're active. So
absolutely.
You'll probably meet somebody on the beach, right?
There you go. There's a reason to go to the beach.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go to the beach.
Does that work?
Maybe I should go to the beach.
You've got to get a little dog. Dogs in the beach, and that'll attract everybody. It's true, though. You know, a dog.
Elsie has a dog.
Everybody. Oh, yeah, and she talks to everybody because everybody wants to come over and pet her dog. And you know what? That is a good magnet for a chick.
Maybe I should get a dog. Does that work with women? Can I pick up a man with a dog on the beach?
Or you could find the one man that you don't want more easily because, like, I don't want a man with a big dog. I'm not into it. I've been down that road.
Yeah, I'm actually not a dog person.
It's just all that hair, and, you know, it's not my dog, and now it's on my lap and, you know, panting on me while I'm eating dinner. You know, I'm just like, no, okay.
Yeah,
you know,
I've been
is that your dog?
I've
okay,
been
see you later, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not a dog person either.
Not really. Do you like cats?
Yeah.
Do you have cats?
Thank you guys so much for the interview tonight and for your time, and I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So does that mean you're ready for us to do the shout out?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
And end the show and also tell everybody where to find you. Okay, the one place to find Kelly Smith. First go to Instagram, find her there, and then she has the links to everywhere else. her website, all the other social media, but let's make sure that we know. Hold on, Kelly. I just want to make sure that I have it in and I'm following you on Instagram, okay, so I can tell everybody exactly what it is. Because I did have a little hard time hearing you on a couple of things today. And one was this.
Okay.
One was the address. So I'm just typing in your name. Because there are a lot of Kelly Smith. Did you know that?
It's the at symbol.
Okay.
Okay, a little at symbol. And it's just J-U-S-T, being, B-I-N-G, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, 2-3. Just being Kelly. 23.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just being Kelly, 23.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. There it is. There you are. Okay, everybody, go to just being Kelly, 23. Find Kelly Smith. Make sure you're following her. And then go find out everything else that she's doing. And hire her, because she's on Linktree.
Thank you.
On YouTube, yes. And I am. I'm following you on Twitter and YouTube now, because I want to check out some new fitness techniques that can only stimulate you. Everybody, this woman is amazing. So, love your story.
And Kelly, I'm going to send you a link to the show tonight, and I'm also going to put this on a YouTube channel and also on a Roku channel.
Great.
You have a great look. I think that I've seen you before, too. Because you're out there.
I just started following you back. You're beautiful. Thank you. You're gorgeous.
Oh,
Thank you.
And I'm going to do an arm workout today.
Nice.
I feel like that's the thing that kind of comes back fast. So, you know, if you see a little result, just keeps you going. I know myself really well.
Yeah, cool.
So thank you so much. Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Know,
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. And over there, you're 3 hours later than us, so I'm sure you got your nighttime schedule to take care of.
Here.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Thank you so much for your time tonight. I love your Instagram. I just followed you back. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you so much. And thanks for all of the inspiration today, because we got a lot. And everybody, listen to this show. If you came on late, go to our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. Subscribe there, and you'll be able to listen to this show again and find all of our other shows. So thanks again for listening, everybody. And so nice to meet you and get to know you, Kelly. And thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Have a fantastic week. Good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Good night, Barbara.
Good night.